Welcome to Total Wine and More.
Sir, I challenge you to a vodka showdown.
Sure. Do you want to try this? Delicious, and it's a great value.
I challenge you to a vodka duel, and you come back to me with value vodka.
You underestimate my...
Well, that is good. And always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled.
Explore 8,000 wines, 2,500 beers, and 3,000 spirits with our friendly team. Or shop online at TotalWine.com. Total Wine and More. The selection is ridiculous.
You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio, presented by the Only One Media Group. This is the people's choice for quality interviews, celebrities, and special guests. Hosted by Demetrius Dinny Reynolds. Call in to join the mix at 701-801-9813. For the complete archive of episodes, visit onlyonemediagroup.com and be sure to like us on Facebook at Vigilantes Radio. We welcome all. Enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, Demetrius Houdini Black Reynolds. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Vigilantes Radio. Yeah, it's a beautiful Saturday today, actually. I don't know about you guys, but I'm in southern Mississippi, and everything is green. So it's very beautiful, you know, it's very beautiful, especially when I'm traveling down the highway. So how you guys doing, man? Welcome to another, like I said, awesome episode of Vigilantes Radio. I always appreciate you guys for checking out the podcast and being with us, because you guys make this possible. So with that, I just want to say, let your life soar. Reach for the stars. Make every moment count. Dream big dreams and follow your dreams with action and commitment. Appreciate, be thankful for, and make the best use of all that you have. You are a unique expression of life, of love, and creation. Let your life shine brightly. Delight in the obstacles that give you the gift of challenge. And let the beauty that is around you inspire you. I know that's not always the easiest thing to do, especially the way that things are in the world and so much negativity. So, you know, a lot of bad news in the news, everyday life, sometimes just everyday struggles, you know. So it's not always easy to have a positive outlook, but you got to have faith in the ultimate triumph of truth. Break free from your past limitations and become the person you are to be. Look for ways to provide meaning and value to others, and you will soar even higher. See every moment for the opportunity that it is. Put your life into action. The world is full of promise and hope and beauty when you have the courage to look for it and to find it. You don't always have to look for the bad things or the bad news. Step confidently forward to great, you know, a great, you know, just starting life, like each new day, secure in the knowledge that it is the best day of your life. Take it from me, Denny. That is my word, and word is bond.
You're live in the mix. Let's get this started.
Yo, hello, and welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Music, or Inside the Book, Inside the Business, where we dive into the minds of the people who create marvelous things. It feels so good to be back with you guys once again. One time for my people who are indigos, crystalline, or starseeds, or for my Vigilantes audience family. And two times for my people who are vegetarian or vegans. If you're like me, we are averaging over 37
1,000 live listeners, and we've been at this for 4 solid years. I appreciate all you guys who've been rocking with the kid on this journey, and we are still evolving, baby. It is all because of you, most definitely. We are the people who have dedicated their lives to music, spirituality, business, literature, art, movies, and research in every aspect, and we want to allow you an opportunity to tell your story. Man, we've had celebrities on our show, from Grammy Award-winning artists to nominees to actors, comedians, CEOs, technology geniuses, visual artists, from authors to professors and aliens, or people who think they're aliens. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. Come on our show and talk to me. So check it out. To book your interview, or just to share a real cool story, email me at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. And that's V as in Victor. I'm passionate about what I do, just as passionate about what you do. And together, yes, together, we can get your voice heard by the people who should hear it. So let's create something incredible. You know the number to dial. 701-801-9813. Text that number to your buddy right now and tell them to tune in to connect with us or our guests, or you can hop in the mix directly from our website, onlyonemediagroup.com. Right from the homepage, you can slap that go live button and you'll be right here live in the mix and in the chat room with all of us. Feel free to shoot over some questions to ask our guests while they are here, but only as time permits. Sometimes my guests and I talk entirely too much and we take up the entire hour. And as always, all episodes are available for free download, and you can grab that from either spreaker.com/onlyonemediagroup, iTunes, YouTube, or any app from the Google Play or iTunes store, or over at our website. And that goes for every single episode that we ever aired.
Vigilantes Radio, our interviews go beyond the music, the books, the films, the businesses, and into the minds of the people who create these marvelous aspirations. Today's interview is the Man Up Podcast interview, so you guys are in a treat, okay? So from researching our special invited guests, like mining for every details, listening, reading, to watching everything that we can, our interviews are designed to bring out the best answers possible through thought-provoking questions that have some real substance. So a sincere, warm welcome to one of the men from the Man Up Podcast to our show today. I know you probably thought I was a woman, right? No, just kidding. The Man Up Podcast, right? Why would any women be a part of the Man Up Podcast? I don't know. You never know. Maybe some women have some things to say to us men. But no, it's a man from the Man Up Podcast. Very obvious. All right, so we'll have an absolutely amazing time. I know that was a corny joke. Redo, okay? Talking with him about the show, what the Man Up crew and the podcast stands for, and so much more. You do not want to miss it. So hold on to your seats, because we are about to dive deep. Ooh, I just made a rhyme there. And with that, let's welcome Robert Koshu to our show. They call him the professor. How's it going, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on the show. We really appreciate the opportunity, and I do personally as well. Appreciate the opportunity to come and tell you guys and tell your listeners what Man Up is all about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that is why we are here, to find out all the mysteries surrounding, well, it's probably no mysteries, but we want to know all about the Man Up Podcast and about yourself. So with that, man, thank you so much for taking out some time to talk with us, my friend. Your time is definitely appreciated. Now, there's a lot that we want to ask you about, but we got to fit it all in a small segment. So I'll try not to ramble too much, which is not exactly a strength that I have. But let's talk about you and the Man Up Podcast. It looks like exciting times are just ahead for you guys. You're 50 episodes in at the time that I wrote this interview. How many episodes are you in now?
We just recorded our 54th episode, which was really an interesting episode for us. We actually basically did a year retrospect on what we have done over the past year, and, you know, kind of where we've gone with the Man Up Podcast and where we started and how it kind of evolved over that year. So it was kind of a retrospect, kind of one of those. We normally, you do it at 52, but we were right at the tail end of the last part we were doing. And we wanted to kind of wrap that up. So we wrapped that up and then went ahead and did that one this past week. And it was really a great show.
That's awesome.
Okay. So tell us about, you know, the crew.
Yeah, let's start with that. Tell us about the crew. Who's all a part of the Man Up podcast?
All right. So basically, we have kind of an open door policy. So we've had several guests throughout the years, but we have a real good core group of four people. And Bill Cox is our director. And Bill, he likes to call himself an actor, director, and a kind of a sales guy on the side. But he's been doing this for years as far as acting and directing. He's actually got some stuff published. And so he kind of directs and leads it. Secondly is our class deacon, Kyle Trahan. He's an insurance sales guy, but he brings a very unique perspective because he's one of those guys that can really get into the female head and mindset and really come at things from that appreciation. And so we really like him being a part of the podcast because of that. Our third person is Michael Cropper. Michael Cropper is very unique. He is one of the main prosecutors for the city of Houston. He's an attorney.
Oh,
Bill likes to call him the judge. Third is Steve Titch. Steve is a policy writer and has an avocation. He does kind of do it as kind of a side job as a professional gambler. So very, very unique. And then myself, and I'm just a corporate trainer. I am considered a master trainer, but I used to train for a Fortune 500 company. Last 3 weeks, I actually changed jobs, and I work for a different company now. But I'm doing sort of the same thing with them in my day job. I'm a corporate trainer. So part of what makes Man Up so unique is the fact that we bring such wildly varied perspectives to this when we look at our different subjects and pieces, because we have a really unique perspective as we go through.
Okay. So what perspectives are you guys sharing on? Like, what is the show all about?
Right. So what the show is about, so what we do is we take the Man Up podcast derived from our Man Up Adult Bible Fellowship at Sugar Land Baptist Church. And we had so much fun doing what we were doing is that we decided we want to kind of try to share it, because one of the things that Christian churches and churches in the South in particular suffer from is a men-only group. A lot of times the men's group is the group they end up, their job is to go and do like cut the yard or service projects or stuff like that. But there's, you know, we're a periodic men's breakfast where we get together and eat meat, eggs, and talk about stuff. We figured out that we had something rather unique, that we had all these different perspectives, and we approached the Bible from a different place. So what we do in our podcast is we take basically what we do in the Sunday mornings and allows us to kind of think it through a little bit, and then come back Wednesday night and we record and kind of put a men leadership perspective on the different things. Some of the topics, some of the things we've done over the past year, we started going through at the tail end of a study we were doing on John Maxwell's book, Life at Work, which talks about how men can take their faith and their spiritual faith and use it in their career and in their job and how it affects day to day. So that was the first thing. We did three of those, and by the end of that third one, you know, my comment was, wow, this is something kind of works. And then we decided, what are we going to do? And so we said, our Sunday school class, we use a book by Baptist Way Press called Connect 360. A lot of Baptist churches in the South use it, or in all over. And the second thing we did was a book on Genesis. Then we went into the same thing, Connect 360, and we did something called To Serve. And it talked about being called to serve, how we're called as Christians to serve. We then finished up another Connect 360 book on the Acts of the Apostle, going viral, basically the birth of the early Christian church, where it came from. So we kind of did that. And then what we just finished, and what was most exciting, and this was one of the ones, and I ended up in a very, very unique perspective during that particular podcast series. It was about 8 to 10 weeks we did on Bill Perkins' book, Six Battles Every Man Must Win, and how men in particular have to battle for their faith in different parts. And I was looking very forward to it, and I ended up in a unique perspective from it because I ended up being a listener, actually, on the vast majority of those podcasts. Like a lot of men my age, we end up having to deal with not only our children, but we ended up having to deal with our elderly parents, and I ended up having to move my mother from her house into an assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. So because of doing all that, I ended up being a listener on that last series of podcasts, and so I got a really unique perspective on it. But that's kind of how we work week to week, and we kind of come through and look at that study, and then we get to think about it, but then really come back and bring a spiritual leadership, and leadership from men in particular, as we approach that on Wednesday nights and talk about it.
That
really
is
encouraging.
Awesome.
We're hoping we encourage men as they listen through it.
So your show airs every Wednesday, or how
we record a podcast, and then we can be found on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Man Up Sugarland. We have Twitter. Please encourage your listeners, please follow us at Man-Up Sugarland. Man Up is also available on SoundCloud, and then we're also available under Man Up Bill Cox on iTunes. So we record the podcast, and it's available for people to download and listen to. We try to really stick to the 45 minutes to an hour time frame, so it's mm-hmm. really good. I actually listen to our podcast driving home from work on Thursday after we recorded on Wednesday.
That's awesome. Okay. So after it records, it goes up immediately and is available the next day on Thursday.
Usually available by Thursday.
Cool.
Usually available by Thursday. Usually we do get it up Wednesday night. Every now and then it is delayed, but, you know, till Thursday, but no later than Friday, I think, was the latest we ever got one up.
Okay. So on a personal level, how important is this podcast for you?
This is one of those things that at first I thought this is going to be fun and different and something that I'm really going to just look forward to. And it's been different because it has really become something that I almost positively have to do every Wednesday. My former job, my new job is starting to learn this, that, you know, there are a lot of days I'll stay late. Training, there's always something to do. But on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, I'm out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get in my way because I've got to be at this podcast. It is something that I've learned from. I've learned a lot from these guys. They are incredibly mature. We're all exploring and working our faith out, as Paul says, calls all Christians to work their faith out, and we're continually working our faith out as Christians. This is something these guys, we do that in this podcast, and I have just learned so much from them over the past year as we've gone through this process and doing this. And a lot of people have commented to us that if you listen to our podcasts are very authentic and personal. Not any of us are pastors, have no desire to be pastors, just regular guys talking about faith and how we can use our faith to better our lives.
Definitely. Huh? So on a faith-based level, how important should this podcast be for men? Because I think it's very important, as you mentioned, that you guys are just regular guys who are living out your faith. And that's so important, I think, to talk about with other men, because sometimes there is that struggle with, you know, trying to put your faith into your everyday life and not just, you know, not just living a lie, but, you know, actually struggling with it because of, you know, just life. So how important is that on the faith level?
From our perspective, it's one of the best. We like to call Men Up a spiritual oasis for men because it is a place where you can come and listen and hear things. One of the things that I am constantly being brought up, my joke is, Bill calls me the professor. I'm a voracious reader. I read anything and everything. but one of the things that I've studied and done a lot with is there's a lot of discussion about going around that we are in what a lot of people are calling a post-Christian world. Not that America or the world was ever quote-unquote Christian, really, but the Christian influence on the culture was such that it really supported people who wanted to be in their faith. We're now in a post-Christian world where it's harder and harder for men in particular to live out their faith because they're told, go do whatever, it doesn't matter. There are really no consequences for anything you do. And even, you know, at work in particular, and this is why we started, and this is, life at work kind of kicked this off a little bit, but when we started with that, you know, we're told in our jobs, and I was in a Fortune 500 company, so it was dog eat dog if you wanted to be in there, that we are told as men, go out, succeed, that no matter what, don't worry about the consequences, don't worry about what you sacrifice, you know. And so as men, learning what our faith calls us to be as leaders and as family leaders and as leaders in our community is even more important. That it, learning that it's not just all about us, but it's about the things that are greater than us and calling us to actually be out there and be leaders in our community because of our faith.
And I never really thought about it until I was doing this interview, but Man Up, the name itself, how did you guys come up with this name for the podcast?
Yeah, so that was our Sunday school class, and Bill had taken that particular Sunday school class over from another gentleman who ended up having to be out for an extended period of time due to a medical issue, and it was called Tool Time before that. He renamed it Man Up because part of it is, but Bill, we kind of like to joke sometimes that Man Up isn't, it's not one of those where we're going to sit and counsel you about all your problems. We'll help you through, but it's about the old concept of men need to man up and be leaders in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And be leaders in the faith. And so we pretty much kind of adopted that into our podcast a little bit, that, you know, that we're called to be leaders. And we have a belief that every man is a leader in their circle of influence. And all leaders need to be fed. So the Man Up podcast is a place where men can come. They can put their armor aside as leaders, their generals, so they can kind of lay all that aside, lay it out, talk about it, and learn how to grow, and then put the armor back on and go back out into the world.
Yes. This one is kind of important to me. What is the key to making the Man Up podcast cohesive with what's happening in today's world from a faith-based point of view? But acceptable and listenable to like all walks of life, even the men that do not know our Lord and Savior.
What makes it really accessible is we are real guys, and we will talk. We do bring a Christian perspective. You know, there is no doubt about that at all. We do bring a Christian perspective, but we also bring a practical perspective. Like I was explained earlier, we do have a, you know, we have a prosecutor, we have an attorney in our midst, we have a guy who's a policy writer, a professional gambler, an insurance guy, and corporate trainer, and then just an actor director guy. And so we bring a really unique perspective to everything we do, and all of us do live in the secular world. You know, none of us are on staff at a church or do any of that. We're regular guys. You know, we get up, I get up, hit an office at 7:30 most days and leave at 5:30 every day. You know, prepping corporate training around financial things. And so, you know, from 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and occasionally on the weekends when I'm really busy, you know, I'm in the world doing work, just like everybody else listens to, whether they're a Christian or not, that's listening to us, whether they're a Christian or not. They're actually out there in the world working and doing what they need to do. And so that's one of those that, you know, I feel like we can bring that perspective to people, and our diverse views really helps people because there's different people they can relate to as they come in and listen because of that.
Definitely. Okay. In your opinion, what is one subject matter that men of faith tend to shy away from speaking about that we probably need to spend more time on, especially for newly converts who may struggle with the lack of knowledge?
And this is going to be kind of a broad brush answer. It's really, what does it mean to be a Christian in today's world? How do we engage our culture as Christians in today's society? Because the Christian world has taken two approaches that are wildly divergent, and I'm talking with very broad strokes, because not everyone has done this, but the world views us in two very diverse camps. That A, we're all a bunch of hypocrites because we're all doing all that anyway, and yeah, they're pretty much right about that because we're all sinners. Or B, we're going to be the ultra judgmental people who are yelling at you, no, you shouldn't be doing that. No, you shouldn't be doing this. It's all about you got to follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules. And as you read more through the faith is not as much about rules as it is really about relationship. Relationship with Christ, relationship with other human beings, mm-hmm. how we relate as men. And I think one of the biggest challenges men face is how do we relate not only to God, but also to our spouses,
mm-hmm.
also to each other. How do we have relationships at work? With people? How do we have relationships with our neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a world where everyone is so isolated now, and we're walking around with our faces in our phones most of the time, that we've lost what it means to truly humanly connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become harder and harder for us to do that. And that's something that, you know, we're starting to really explore in the Man Up podcast a little bit more as we hit the different perspectives and different pieces. So, really coming at it from the perspective we really want people to be able to think through their faith and what does that faith mean as a from a relationship standpoint and how they relate to each other and to other people.
All right, Professor, thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview with us and letting us in on all what's happening over there with the crew over at Man Up Podcast. Take a moment here and remind everybody where they can link up with you guys and stay connected to the news feed.
Okay. All right. We can always be found on SoundCloud is where things are posted. Follow us up at Man Up Sugarland. We're on Twitter, and I'm the Twitter account manager because I'm the only one of us on Twitter. I would love to have some more Twitter guys because I'm actually starting to really tweet a lot mm-hmm. and enjoy that at Man-Up Sugarland. Or it can also be found on iTunes at Man Up, and look, Bill Cox, Man Up Bill Cox there. And then post us, obviously, on our Facebook page at Man Up Sugarland. We encourage everybody, you know, if you have questions after you listen to the podcast, you know, post them out there, and we actually take time to look through the feed, and we'll actually remind comments and answer questions from anybody that posts questions to us. You know, you want to know how gambling really works, you can ask, you know, Steve Titch, our policy writer, and we'll tell you about it. You know, we really do bring some real unique perspectives to it. A couple of things we're really excited about. We are moving into our second year now. We're also going to be doing some Man Up curriculum Bible studies for different churches. I'm going back through the Life at Work series that we first started with. It's about 12 weeks, and I'm putting that together. That'll be available for people to use. We're taking the last thing we did was Six Battles Every Man Must Win, book by Bill Perkins. And one of the battles in there was fight for your family. So how does a Christian man fight to maintain and work on his family? Kyle Trahan and myself and a few other people in our church, we're actually writing a six-week study for that called the Family Man Project, which will be another six-week study that a church can use for a men's group. To talk about how a Christian man interacts with his family. And then we're going to take the last one, Fight for Your Faith, also from Bill Perkins. We're going to expand that one to 4 or 6 out, really talking about spiritual disciplines and how Christian men really need to revisit the classic spiritual disciplines of Bible study and prayer and things of that so that they can have that one-on-one relationship with God as they go through. So we're excited to go through our second year.
Man, congratulations on keeping everything flowing, man. That a lot of podcasters don't make it through 1 year.
We've always had at least 2 of us show up. Most time we have our core group of 4, but we've never been less than 2, and we've missed, outside of some schedule breaks around like Christmas time, we've only missed 1 podcast, and we missed it because we're in Sugarland outside the Houston area, and there was this little dinky tropical storm hurricane thing called Harvey
that hit us.
And one of our members evacuated. Bill had millennials vacuuming water out of his house. And my neighborhood was an island surrounded by 6 feet of water all around it.
Oh, wow.
And one of our more unique podcasts, if somebody wanted to hear something totally different, is we actually recorded a podcast the week after Harvey, the Man Up Harvey edition. And that was one of our more unique podcasts because we shared our experiences through the storm.
Yeah.
And how we made the storm and what we found out. And so really a more unique experience podcast for us, kind of a one-off.
Definitely. And guys, just to let you know, like when we first scheduled this interview, we went through a lightning storm, thunderstorm, and flash flood warning all at the same time. So if you missed that episode, I don't know if you guys called in, I could check the manuscript, but we were not coming into that show. It would have been very bad for us. And then you would have heard all the lightning strikes. So, but we're here now, right?
Absolutely.
And as always, Robert, we like to offer the Vigilantes Radio open floor here at the end of the interview for you guys to bring up anything else that you wanted to maybe talk about that I just didn't cover in the questions.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess the one thing I'll throw out is Bill likes to say this at the end of every podcast, is that, you know, if you're not in a Bible-based church, go get in a Bible-based church. Find a way to interact with your faith. And then find a way to interact with men of a like mind of your faith. And if you can't find one, go start one. You know, that's one of the dreams of Man Up, and we're starting to finally realize it some now, as you heard me talk. We're starting to write some curriculum for other men to use. Yeah. Go out there and talk about how they can explore their faith together. And don't worry, it's not a heavy-handed teaching stuff. I'm a professional trainer, and if I talk more than 30 minutes in an hour, it's not a good training. Men, all people in general, men in particular, learn by doing and talking it out. And so those curriculums are going to be designed around that facilitative conversation part more.
Absolutely. All right, guys, after the music break, it'll be time for our usual tradition. It is called the hot seat, and our fans love this part of the segment, of course, along with the actual interview, but the audience will get to hear Robert perform some vocals, maybe do poetry, inspirational speech, maybe he can freestyle rap, tell a joke or a story, or even play a live instrument. You never know if these creative minds and vessels were produced in the spotlight, and today we'll find out if the professor has what it takes to be put on the spot, a test of his true artistry, and maybe even find out some hidden talents. But for right now, we have music by J.J. McGuigan, a song called Home, and they'll just give us a moment to catch our breath. But before we do that, we have to do this.
How would you love to take your business to the next level? Well, now you can. Just visit classytechnology.com. Let us simplify technology for your business. Our services include website and business mobile app development, local SEO, business technology coaching, digital marketing, even online training courses. That's classytechnology.com. Why wait? Book your free technology consultation today by calling 734-215-7675. Put the passion back into your business and let the team at Classy Technology handle everything for you. That's classytechnology.com, the technology stylists.
As I wander, searching for a place I've never known, like the time that I see your face makes me realize there is something real out there, and I wonder how long till I reach this place. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing in, home is where I wanna be. And I wonder, why am I all over everywhere? Walking circles and acting like I'm going somewhere. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna start this over. And I remember just how far it is we've come. Home sounds like a this idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing air, home is where I wanna be. It's light from outer space. I will take you and we will never turn away. When all is said and done, you will be the only one that I will need for all eternity. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing air, home is where I wanna be.
What an awesome song by JJ McGuigan called Home. You can connect with him via the link in the description of this show. So all you guys have to do is just click the link. There's also a link to the Man Up podcast or SoundCloud link. So definitely check out the podcast and link up with them via Twitter or Facebook. There's a reason. Our hopes and dreams are what makes us great. They push us to do whatever it takes to reach them. They give us the enthusiasm with which we inspire others to see our vision. They help us through all the obstacles along the way. There's a reason for the dreams that you have. Your dreams are yours so that you will follow them. The pain you feel if you're not following your dream has the same purpose as any other pain: to get your attention and prompt you to correct the situation. The joy you feel when pursuing your dream is there to keep you on the path. The value of your dream is in the person you become by following it, and the skills you learn, and the people you help, and the growth you experience. Dare to dream big dreams. The bigger your dream, the more motivation it will give you. When you put your dreams into action, you'll learn who you are. As you follow your dreams, you'll discover skills, passions, knowledge, and desires that were meant for you. You'll find the essence to make them unique. Your dreams are not there to frustrate you, but to guide you toward the essential, joyful, abundant expression of creation that you are. Take that from me, Denny Mussolini. That is my word, and word is bond. Let's bring the man of the moment back on, Robert Koshu. Man, you're back live with us in our hot seat. What do you have for us?
So I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to read a little poetry.
Awesome.
So the poem I'm going to read was written actually by a man named Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and might be somebody, Eric Metaxas, wrote a new biography on him. It was written out last year, 2 years ago now, I'm sorry. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German theologian pastor, and what most people don't realize, in Hitler's world, the Lutheran Church basically threw everything off and adopted Nazism as its way of life. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was part of a group called the Confessing Church that basically looked at them all and said, y'all are crazy. You know, this guy's a nut and y'all are falling in line with him. So he basically became an enemy of the state. And for a while, he led a small seminary for Lutheran students, and those students actually became the core nucleus that basically refounded the Lutheran Church in Germany after World War II, those that survived. Unfortunately, many of his students were killed during the war. He ended up opposing Hitler to the point that he joined the German Abwehr as a double agent. He was working with German intelligence, and because of his ecumenical connections, they would use him, the resistance in Germany, would use him to send messages over to England during the time, he actually sent a message the day before the actual overthrow where Hitler was trying to be assassinated in 1944. He was arrested, sent to Tegel Prison there in Berlin, and eventually moved to the Flossenbürg concentration camp. He was executed there about 3 days before the camp was liberated by the Allied forces. Yeah, it's a great story of faith. One of the Christian martyrs of the 20th century during World War II. And this poem in particular really speaks. He wrote this in prison while he was in Tegel Prison, 9 July in 1944. And he wrote, 1943. Who am I? They often tell me I would step from my cell's confinement calmly, cheerfully, firmly, like a squire from his country house. Who am I? They often tell me I would talk to my warders freely, friendly, and clearly, as though it were mine to command. Who am I? They also tell me I would bear the days of misfortune equally, smilingly, proudly, like one accustomed to win. Am I then really all that which other men tell of? Or am I only that what I know of myself, restless and longing and sick like a bird in a cage, struggling for breath as though hands were compressing my throat, yearning for colors, for flowers, for the voice of birds, thirsting for words of kindness, for neighborliness, trembling with anger at despotisms and petty humiliation, tossing in expectation of great events, powerlessly trembling for friends at an infinite distance, weary and empty at praying, at thinking, at making faint, and ready to say farewell to it all. Who am I, this or the other? Am I one person today and tomorrow another? Am I both at once a hypocrite before others and before myself, a contemptibly woebegone weakling? Or is it something within me still like a beaten army, fleeing in disorder from victory already achieved? Who am I? They mock me, these lonely questions of mine. Whoever I am, thou knowest, O God, I am thine. And that's one of the biggest questions all men ask, is who we are. Mm-hmm. Our sense of purpose, our sense of meaning, and all human beings look for it. But men in particular have a harder time finding it. And that was a poem that always spoke to me. I'm a huge Bonhoeffer fan. And every time I read that and I think of something, as we all search for who we are, that's the one thing we all know. That no matter what, we're all God's children. And we're all called to find Him. And that's really our hope through the Man Up podcast, that we would help others discover that true Christian man that lives within them as they move forward.
Definitely. Man, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. I encourage your listeners to come and listen to us. Hopefully they'll find something they can use in their life as they get moving forward, Denny. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. And guys, just to reiterate, those links to the podcast, the Man Up podcast, are in the description of this episode. So all you have to do is just click the link. I typed it all nice and neat for you, so I did all the work. Don't worry about it, guys. Just click it. All right. Thank you again, Robert.
Thank you, Denny.
Thank you, my Vigilantes family, as always, for checking out my podcast over here at Vigilantes Radio. All episodes are available for free download, and you can grab that from either Spreaker.com/Only One Media Group, iTunes, YouTube, any app that's on a Google Play or iTunes store, or our website. And that goes from every single episode that we've ever aired. If you'd like to request music or a particular guest or send something for me to play, email it to vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. If it's music, please label it by artist and title. Here's my disclaimer. We are genre-free, we do not judge, and we absolutely do not base our opinions on hearsay, but facts alone. And actually, you can scratch all of that, because all of my opinions are always right. That's the bottom line. This is my show, so deal with it. Nah, just kidding. On behalf of myself, Denny Mussolini, I appreciate all you guys for tuning in, either afterwards or live with us. Spread the word, because sharing is caring. We stepped up our game just for you guys and our guests to make sure that you have the best experience here on our show. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, as well as Spreaker. We always follow back. That is the number one rule.
Okay, well, just remember to be yourself and be absolutely great at just doing that. Avoid being too comfortable because you're messing with your potential when you do that. Peace and have a good night.
And now listening to Vigilantes Radio, the people's choice for quality interviews, art, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius Houdini Black Reynolds of the duo No Longer The Hero. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. This is a Seventh Sign Regime, Rebirth Worldwide Syndicate exclusive.
Love to take your business to the next level? Well, now you can. Just visit classytechnology.com. Let us simplify technology for your business. Our services include website and business mobile app development, local SEO, business technology coaching, digital marketing, even online training courses. That's classytechnology.com. Why wait? Book your free technology consultation today by calling 734-215-7675. Put the passion back into your business and let the team at Classy Technology handle everything for you. That's classytechnology.com, the technology stylists.
Welcome to Total Wine & More.
Sir, I challenge you to a vodka showdown.
Sure. Do you want to try this? Delicious, and it's a great value.
I challenge you to a vodka duel, and you come back to me with value vodka.
You underestimate my...
Well, that is good. And always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled.
Explore 8,000 wines, 2,500 beers, and 3,000 spirits with our friendly team. Or shop online at TotalWine.com. Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.